Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Hey, tune in to 102.5 The Game this Sunday for coverage of the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. Our coverage presented by Green Trees, and we'll begin at 1:30. The race starting at 2:30. Green Trees Company is a family-owned cannabis company and dispensary located in Hendersonville and a new location in West Nashville. Available online at greentreeswithaz.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We say hello now to our man John McClain from Houston. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. John, good morning. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great, and I hope you are too. I've been in this business now 51 years, and I've been a fan of college baseball, but not like I started in, when they started the postseason. Some of my good friends are Aggies. Once they beat the Longhorns, then I started watching all the games, and I like UT, just your UT, just because it's Tennessee, and I like most things in Tennessee, especially Nashville, but, and I've got so many friends up there who are UT alums, so this, I have seen very few controversies that with the venom that's going on right now with Jim Schlossnagel leaving A&M the day after they lost to go to Texas. And it obviously this deal was done ahead of time. They can lie all they want, but it was. And now they're saying it could have been a long time ago because Chris Del Conte, the athletic director at Texas, he used to be at Houston and TCU. He was at TCU when Schlossnagel was there. And I don't have a problem with guys going from one job to the next. There's sources say that he's going to get like $3.5 million a year for 10 years. I can't imagine that's true, but the Longhorns have more. Only person with more money than the Longhorns is God. You guys can find that out in the SEC, the way they use their money to try to control everything. And they usually get their way. And they're like that 800-pound gorilla that's anywhere it wants. So Schlossnagel, the problem I had was the way he treated a reporter, yep, Richard Zane from TexAgs.com, who had to ask the question about the Longhorns. Now, he didn't specifically say Texas. He asked him about his job at Aggieland and all the reports, and it was all over the state that the Longhorns were coming after him. And so he berated that reporter and then stormed off. And then we found out last night in a new column that was written is that he confronted the reporter afterward and told him he'd never speak to him again. And so the way he handled it, I thought, was just awful. And because I don't have a dog in a hunt, I wish Baylor could get involved in things this intense. So I've been killing Schlossnagel, but it's a great deal for the Longhorns. He's also bringing along his great pitching coach, Max Weiner, and his recruiting coordinator, who's done a terrific job, and his hitting coach. And probably he's going to have players follow him from A&M to Austin because they'll line up NIL money. One of the things Texas made a big deal out of when they brought in their football recruits, they got off the luxury bus and they had to walk a gauntlet of Lamborghinis. So I said they probably threw in a couple of Lamborghinis, and he'd been probably driving a Bronco in College Station. So it is ugly, ugly, ugly. He was about to get another raise, $85 million for a new stadium or a refurbished Bluebell Park. But you talk about the rivalry that goes back a century, has been intensified. Everybody's fired up about when they play in football in November. I'm fired up the first time the Longhorns go to College Station to play baseball, and the greeting that Jim Schlossnagel will get and for the way he handled it. And as I've tweeted, and you guys know this, the way he should have handled it, he should have said, guys, look, we just lost the national championship. Yep. This is about my players, our fans, Texas A&M, the great job the Volunteers did in winning the championship. There's a time and place for questions like that. I'll address them later, but this is not the time or place. I hope you understand. I'm happy to answer any baseball questions because he knew it was coming, but he just totally, and I lost a lot of respect for him. Anyway, It's been incredible. Congratulations to the Vols. You know, I think that stuff Greg McElroy said was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard about Patello. I thought everything was great. I watched the post game and I'm really excited. I've been doing a show with John Wilkerson in Knoxville for 20 years. John and I hooked up in 90, let's see, whenever the Tennessee Oilers played in Canton, I can't remember if it was their first year up there or what, I met Johnny, introduced himself, we started talking. Then later, he listened to me on radio in Nashville and asked me if I wanted to do a show, and he's been a play-by-play there for like 37 years. Used to work with Mike Key, so now I'm fired up for John Wilkerson and everybody associated with that program.
Yeah, it's obviously been a great celebration here. And, you know, so that's where I wanted to start with you was this whole thing with A&M and Texas. But you mentioned it. You've been in this business a long time. You've been lied to. I've heard Floyd tell stories of how he's lied to you about certain things. That comes with the territory. Can you remember, though, you know, one of the best lies you've ever been told, and you knew it, like you knew that this was going to come out, that this was going to be a lie, you know, by somebody in your career?
Let's see. When Floyd Reese, as the general manager, was going to hire Chip Fisher full-time, I knew it was coming, and I knew how much he liked him. Jeff was going to be hired after he'd taken over. They never gave him the interim title, but it's kind of what he was. And Floyd interviewed other people just to appease. To appease the fans and media. And every time Floyd was asked about it, you know, he denied stuff that was being, like I was writing, that Jeff was going to be named the head coach. And the biggest lie of a coach that I can remember was Nick Saban when he was in Miami, and he got tired of everybody writing and broadcasting about Alabama because he thought it was the season and because it would distract the Dolphins, and he just lied through his teeth. Now, if you win a bunch of national championships, that's going to take precedence. And Schlossnagel didn't come out and say, no, I'm not going, because he didn't give anybody a chance to ask a second question before he got up and stormed off after his long answer that ended with write that. But he intimated, you know, saying nothing had ever changed. He went there to win a national championship and stay there. Nothing has changed in his mind. So people are saying to defend it. Well, he never denied it. Well, he wouldn't ask that specific question if he was going to Austin. So if he didn't come out and directly lie, but he misled, and it was deceit. And the bad thing about that whole deal, A&M's playing Tennessee for the championship on Monday night. Longhorns leaking during the day. Now that David Pierce had been fired immediately, it's like a tornado that sweeps across the state. It's now Schlossnagel could have told Chris Del Conte, the AD, look, don't do anything with Pierce till after the World Series, and he could have done that. But I'll guarantee you, it was leaked to try to screw with the Aggies, because those two schools have hated each other forever. And I'm so glad they're back in the SEC together, and because it's going to be like this a lot. Great for the state of Texas. SEC won't care about the rivalry unless it has something to do with the playoff conference championship game. But I think that it was all calculated. And as one person wrote, for him to be part of what happened, like not asking Del Conte, make sure don't fire Pierce till after the World Series, then he was complicit in all this. And so that makes it even better. And I've been lied to by coaches. Coaches have to lie. I have a problem when they do the way he did, and he berates a reporter, and he should have handled it the way I told him and done it like I said. Because that is coach speak 101 and GM's 101. And Floyd was hilarious. Bob Phillips used to lie to us, and his response would be, I lied, have a Budweiser. And so how could you be mad at a guy like that? But they have to lie, And there's some are better at it than others. Gary Kubiak, when he was coaching the Texans, said, if I don't get back to you about something, it's because I don't want to lie. So I knew that it would be true, but I still wouldn't go with something that without confirmation. But there's kind of an art form about it to do it and not to build up bad blood where every move you make gets criticized by media, which leads to fans' criticism. You got to handle it the right way. And the way Bum Phillips did it, always had Budweiser in his refrigerator, and he'd come in and he's like, guys, I know I said this yesterday, but I had to lie. Now have a Budweiser, you know, then you move on.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll have more with John McClain from Houston coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Wednesday, continuing our conversation with John McClain from Houston. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. JoJo?
John, Jacksonville and Carolina have passed huge referendums to improve the stadiums. Kansas City did not. What does that tell us?
Well, it tells you should never put it to a public vote. The public's never going to approve a stadium. Now, the easiest I have ever seen anyone get a stadium was the Titans. I can't remember any acrimony in this new stadium. And usually, and one of the reasons, now, did I miss a lot of acrimony and a lot of negativity with fans and media and business people and politicians? If it was there, then I don't remember it. And I think that has to do with the popularity of Amy Adams Trump. Anything that they needed public money here when the Oilers were here, it was all about Bud Adams. And Bud was incredibly unpopular at that point. But with Amy being as popular as she is, that helped her. And there was nobody, there's no venom, no voters coming out. Oh, no, I don't want us to do anything for Amy Adams Trump. And here all the politicians were scared they'd be voted out of office if they did anything that looked like they were helping Bud Adams make more money. We're up there. Her popularity and respect helped them get that new stadium. And they're ahead of those other two, of course. Buffalo's I can't remember. Did Buffalo take a public vote? I don't think so. Kansas City did. Now what will happen is the Kansas City, Missouri, politicians and business leaders will do like they did in the other states. They will get together and find a way to come up with the money to keep the Chiefs from moving across the border.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy about that. I will say, though, that the now mayor of Nashville, Freddie O'Connell, as a councilman before he was elected mayor, was adamantly against the stadium, and a lot of people were on his side about that. But, you know, once they start breaking ground and talk about Final Fours and Super Bowls coming here, everybody gets on the same page. So it really goes for naught on this. John, is there any chance you think Kansas City moves to Kansas if they don't get this win? This looks bad for the team against the city?
Well, I'm the wrong one to ask because I thought there's no way the Oilers would leave Houston. And then when they were leaving, I thought they were the Frank Spanchen franchise was going to L.A. So everything I wrote and said at the time was wrong. But I'll say Clark Hunt is a respected owner, and they need to find a way to get everybody together, and I think that Missouri will keep them. I don't think they will let them get away and go to Kansas.
We're talking to John McClain from Houston, and kind of continuing this discussion, he brought up Jacksonville. I think for a while we all thought that Jacksonville was going to end up in London, didn't we? And now they're going to do this new stadium. I mean, is this a different mindset by Shad Khan? Is this Tony Khan influencing his father or knowing that they need to stay in the States and stay in Jacksonville? What do you think the shift in thought was?
Well, there's not going to be a franchise in London for a long time. And when there is, they say they need to have two franchises there like they have in L.A., and so I'm guessing Tony Khan, the son, is very involved in everything. His dad is the boss, but his dad, I'm sure, was influenced by him and some others. And the fact that it was easy to do, You know, they built a big, they spent a lot of money on a portable practice facility out in the parking lot, and that cost a few million dollars. So they've been very good about doing that. The key now, you know, you say $1.4 billion. By the time that thing's done, it'll be $2.5 or $3 billion. The number they put out initially when it's approved is going to be chicken feed, what it's going to cost eventually. I remember in L.A. when they started saying, well, it'll be a little more than Jerry World. Jerry World was $1.2 billion, probably be about $2 billion, ended up being $5 billion. And I don't know what all they have planned, if they have a combination of commercial and private, anything around it, entertainment. Usually owners want that now. And I like where the Jaguar Stadium is. It's, the access is great for everybody to get in and out. But I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for the fans because, you know, it's going to be weird. Are they going to play in Gainesville? Are they going to play in Orlando? Are they going to play in both of those stadiums? Will they play more games?
Haven't they looked at Daytona, like Daytona International Speedway?
Yeah, I can't imagine the NFL would do that, because when you move and play, you've got to have your facility up to NFL standards. And that speedway, I can't imagine it would be. Plus, it looked like a – what is that seat? Is that seat 100,000?
Well, they reduced it. I think it's like 60 now.
Well, if they did that, then it wouldn't look like a ghost town like most speedways would. But I don't see that, because they had to spend a lot of money to get it to where the NFL would approve it, as well as the NFLPA.
So now that looking at the division, Jacksonville is going to get a $1.4 billion stadium. The Titans are building a new stadium. Obviously, Houston and Indy are still fairly new, but are we going to see some renovations at some point? Because you know that things are ever-changing, technology is ever-changing. What do you think the future is there?
Well, they need renovations. The stadium here was completed in 2001. They started playing in it in 2002. You know, your stadium was moved into in 1999. I was there for that first game. It's amazing today. The one that always blew me away was Turner Field. And when they built Truist Park in the ritzy suburb, which has been incredible for the Braves, because we saw the numbers that they made when they won the World Series over the Astros, and how they got that with Turner Field being right downtown and not relatively new, but not needing a new stadium. And of course, they want all the bells and whistles, include as many suites as you can get. And a lot of teams today, Patriots being prominent one, build things around the stadium for entertainment, and they get most of that money all year round. It's like the Red Sox were the first I remember. They bought up everything around Fenway Park, built things. Most of they pay taxes, of course, and I don't know if they pay rent or not, but they make a fortune from the area right around the stadium. And that's what you want. You want to bring in as much income as possible, like they did, and Stan Kroenke has done with the Rams in SoFi Stadium. So in Houston, they're going to need renovations. Those suites, while nice at the time, they pale in comparison to the suites most teams have with newer stadiums.
John, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week.
Guys, thank you very much, and congrats to all the Tennessee alums out there who are celebrating that national championship.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Yes, and Tennessee fans are celebrating for sure. Coming up next, there's a big event coming up. Obviously, NASCAR is coming to our city at the Nashville Super Speedway, but there's a pretty cool event Thursday night at the fairgrounds. We'll tell you about that coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.